AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Vladimir Putin is suspending Russia's only remaining major nuclear treaty with the U.S. In his State of the Nation address, Putin also accused the U.S. and its NATO allies of openly declaring the goal of Russia's defeat in Ukraine. President Biden, meantime, was in Poland a day after a surprise visit to Ukraine.
President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail, and the Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail. Democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom today, tomorrow, and forever.
The president said hard, bitter days are ahead as Russia's invasion of Ukraine nears the one-year mark, but vowed that no matter what, the U.S. and allies will not waver in supporting the Ukrainians. The owner of the Russian private military company Wagner accused Russia's defense minister and chief of general staff of starving his fighters in Ukraine of ammunition, which he said amounts to an attempt to destroy the force. Fears of high interest rates sent stocks tumbling today on Wall Street. The Dow lost 697 points. Administrator Michael Regan announced the Environmental Protection Agency is taking over the cleanup in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment and chemical release.
I can tell you firsthand, it's communities like this that represent the backbone of this country.
Regan says the EPA takeover will begin to deliver much-needed justice for the pain that Norfolk Southern has caused in East Palestine. A maintenance worker was killed in an explosion at an Ohio metals plant near Cleveland that sparked a large fire and sent more than a dozen people to hospitals, with at least two in critical condition. Hundreds of people filled a church for the funeral of a 19-year-old Detroit-area woman, an aspiring doctor who was one of the three students shot and killed last week at Michigan State University. Ariel Anderson's casket was flanked by flowers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer described her as someone with quiet confidence and loud compassion. This is AP News. Home sales are still falling. The AP's Rita Foley has the numbers.
January sales plummeted by nearly 37% from a year earlier and slipped 0.7% from December. Home sales fell for the 12th consecutive month to the slowest pace in more than a dozen years.
The path to home ownership was still largely unsurmountable for many Americans in January as mortgage rates eased from their November highs but remained roughly double what they were a year earlier. Consumers are willing to pay monthly subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, and even toilet paper. And now some restaurants are betting they'll do the same for their favorite meals. Large chains like Panera and P.F. Chang's, as well as neighborhood hangouts, are increasingly experimenting with the subscription model as a way to ensure steady revenue and customer visits. Some offer unlimited drinks or free delivery or a free appetizer for a monthly fee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.